Now, will you note it? And we want to move down into this psalm now because it is such a wonderful one. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. I think it's quite interesting that the Lord here makes it very clear that when he was here on earth, he said, except ye become converted, become as little children, ye shall in no wise enter the kingdom of heaven. And it was those little children there that it was just a little picture back yonder at the so-called triumphal entry. And I don't consider that a triumphal entry. You wait till he comes again, friends. That'll be a triumphal entry. But that was a little adumbration, just a little picture of the fact that he's coming again to this earth. And that time that he comes, why, he'll establish his kingdom. But he says in the meantime that you will have to become converted and become as a little child. And I think that simply means that you've got to get right down, be born again, become a little child. A little child has to put aside all of his boasting and everything, and he just comes in simple faith always. The faith of a little child, how tremendous it is. So that what you have now in this psalm is the Lord, the Creator. You have nature, the creation, and you have man, the creature. And you have the relationship here. Now he says that you got to become like a little babe. And our Lord used that when he came in the so-called triumphal entry. Now he says here, when I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, and the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, or that you put them in their place. You know the reason that the moon is where it is, and there's a star. I look at it every now and then here in Southern California. It's very bright when it gets over into the southwest, which means it's out yonder hanging somewhere in the South Pacific. It's out in that direction, and I look at that star. And I've often wondered, why is it there? Now, I want to confess to you, I don't know why it's there, but there it is. And I can tell you why it's there, too. It's there because that's where Jesus wanted it. He put it there. I have certain things in my study. Oh, I put this book here and that book somewhere else. You know why I do that? Because that's where I want them. The stars are not arranged according to the way I want them. Because I might move that one that's out yonder in the southwest. But it's there because that's where he wanted it. He put it there. And he's the one that's ordained them. And he says that the heavens are the work of his fingers. When he speaks of salvation, he says, who hath believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And that's the bared arm, by the way, of God revealed. You see, when God created the heavens and the earth, his finger work, or as John Wesley put it, God created the heavens and the earth and didn't even half try. Just finger work, you know, like a woman, you know, crocheting. That's what you have in creation. And that is something that God's put his glory above it. That is something that is great to us. And there's a glory in creation. But we don't worship these creations. We worship God. He's the creator of them. And they tell out his glory, and his glory is above it.